ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, the Cosmic Manifestation, Chapter 4, the Process of Creation, and today we are reading text 6. Bhuya eva vivitsami.
Bhuya eva vivitsami.
Bhagwan Atma Mayaya Yathedam Srijate Vishvam Durvibhavyam Durvibhavyam Adishvaray Puya Eva Vivitsami Bhagwan Atma Mayaya Yathedam Srijate Vishvam Durvibhavyam Adishvaray Bhuya Eva Vivitsami Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Yathedam Srijate Vishvam Durvibhavyam Adishvaray. Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Yatedam Srijate Vishvam Durvibhavyam Adishvaray. Bhuya eva vivitsami Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Yathedam Srijate Vishvam Durvibhavyam Adishvaray. Bhuya eva vivitsami Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Vedam Srijate Vishvam Vivam Adishvaray. Mataji, please. Bhuya eva vivitsami Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Yathedam Srijate Vishvam Durvibhavyam Adishvaray. Bhuya eva vivitsami Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Yathedam Srijate Vishvam Durvibhavyam Adishvaray. Word to word, please repeat. Bhuya, again. Eva, also. Vivitsami, I wish to learn. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Atma, personal. Maya, by the energies. Yatha, as. Idam, this phenomenal world. Srijate, does create. Vishvam, universe. Durvibhavyam, inconceivable. Adishvaray, by the great demigods. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanarvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. I beg to know from you how the personality of Godhead, by His personal energies, creates these phenomenal universes as they are, which are inconceivable even to the great demigods. Purport. In every inquisitive mind, the important question of the creation of the phenomenal world arises, and therefore for a personality like Maharaj Parikshit, who was to know all the activities of the Lord from his spiritual master, such an inquiry is not uncommon. For every unknown thing, we have to learn and inquire from a learned personality. The question of creation is also one of such inquiries to be made to the right person. The spiritual master, therefore, must be one who is sarvajna, as stated here in before, in connection with Sukadev Goswami. Thus, all inquiries on God, which are unknown to the disciple, may be made from the qualified spiritual master, and here the practical example is set by Maharaj Parikshit. It was, however, already known to Maharaj Parikshit that everything we see is born out of the energy of the Lord, as we have all learned in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadi Ashyayata. So Maharaj Parikshit wanted to know the process of creation. The origin of creation was known to him, otherwise he would not have inquired how the personality of Godhead by his different energies creates this phenomenal world. The common man also knows that the creation is made by some creator and is not created automatically. We have no experience in the practical world that a thing is created automatically. Foolish people say that the creative energy is independent and acts automatically as electrical energy works. But the intelligent man knows that even the electrical energy is generated by an expert engineer in the localized powerhouse, and thus the energy is distributed everywhere under the resident engineer's supervision. The Lord's supervision in connection with creation is mentioned even in the Bhagavad Gita 9:10. And it is clearly said there that material energy is a manifestation of one of many such energies of the Supreme. Parashas Shaktir Vivideva Shruyate. An experienced boy may be struck, inexperienced boy, may be struck with wonder by seeing the impersonal actions of electronics or many other wonderful things conducted by electrical energy. But an experienced man knows that behind the action is a living man who creates such energy. Similarly, the so-called scholars and philosophers of the world may, by mental speculation, present so many utopian theories about the impersonal creation of the universe, but an intelligent devotee of the Lord, by studying the Bhagavad Gita, can know that behind the creation is the hand of the Supreme Lord. Just as in the generating electrical powerhouse, there is the resident engineer. The research scholar finds out the cause and effect of everything. But research scholars as great as Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and many other demigods are sometimes bewildered by seeing the wonderful creative energy of the Lord. So what to speak of tiny mundane scholars dealing in petty things? As there are differences in the living conditions of different planets of the universe, and as one planet is superior to others, The brains of the living entities in those respective planets are also of different categorical values. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, one can compare the long duration of life of the inhabitants of Brahma's planet, which is inconceivable to the inhabitants of this planet Earth, to the categorical value of the brain of Brahmaji, who also inconceivable to any great scientist of this planet. And with such high brain power, even Brahmaji has described in his great Samhita, Brahma Samhita 5.1 as follows. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam. There are many personalities possessing the qualities of Bhagavan, but Krishna is the supreme because none can excel him. He is the supreme person, and his body is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. He is the primal Lord, Govinda, and the cause of all causes. Brahmaji admits Lord Krishna to be the supreme cause of all causes. But persons with tiny brains within this petty planet Earth think of the Lord as one of them. Thus, when the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita that He, Lord Krishna, is all in all, the speculative philosophers and the mundane wranglers deride Him. And the Lord regretfully says, Avjananti mamudha manushim tanumashritam parambhavam ajananto mamabhuta maheshwaram. Fools deride me when I descend in the human form. They do not know my transcendental nature and my supreme dominion over all that be. Bhagavad Gita 9.11. Brahma and Shiva, and what to speak of other demigods, are bhutas or powerful created demigods who manage universal affairs much like ministers appointed by a king. The ministers may be Ishwaras or controllers, but the Supreme Lord is Maheshwara or the creator of the controllers. Persons with a poor fund of knowledge do not know this, and therefore they have the audacity to deride him, because he comes before us by his causeless mercy occasionally as a human being. The Lord is not like a human being. He is Satchidananda Vigraha, or the absolute personality of Godhead, and there is no difference between his body and his soul. He is both the power and the powerful. Maharaj Parikshit did not ask his spiritual master Sukhdev Goswami to narrate Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. He wanted to hear first about the creation of the Lord. Sukhdev Goswami did not say that the king should hear about the direct transcendental pastimes of the Lord. The time was very short, and naturally Sukhdev Goswami could have gone directly to the 10th canto to make a shortcut of the whole thing, and as generally done by the professional reciters. But neither the king nor the great speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam jumped up like the organizers of Bhagavatam. Both of them proceeded systematically so that both future readers and hearers might take lessons from the example of the procedure of reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. Those who are in control of the external energy of the Lord, or in other words, those who are in the material world, must first of all know how the external energy of the Lord is working under the direction of the Supreme Personality. And afterwards, one may try to enter into the activities of his internal energy. The mundaners are mostly worshippers of Durga Devi, the external energy of Krishna. But they do not know that Durga Devi is but the shadow energy of the Lord. Behind her astonishing display of material workings is the direction of the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 9.10. The Brahma Samhita affirms that Durga Shakti is working by the direction of Govinda, and without his sanction, the powerful Durga Shakti cannot move even a blade of grass. Therefore, the neophyte devotee, instead of jumping at once to the platform of transcendental pastimes presented by the internal energy of the Lord, may know how great the Supreme Lord is by inquiring about the process of his creative energy. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita also, the descriptions of the creative energy and the Lord's hand in it are explained. And the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita has warned the neophyte devotees to be seriously on guard against the pitfall of neglecting knowledge about Krishna in regard to how great he is. Only when one knows Lord Krishna's greatness can one firmly put one's unflinching faith in him. Otherwise, like the common man, even the great leaders of men will mistake Lord Krishna for one of the many demigods, or a historical personality, or a myth only. The transcendental pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan, or even at Dwarka, are relishable for persons who have already qualified themselves in advanced spiritual techniques. And the most common man may be able to attain to such a plane by the gradual process of service and inquiries, as we shall see in the behavior of Maharaj Parikshit. Om Ajnati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manu Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Bhuya eva vivitsami Bhagavan Atma Mayaya Yatedam Srujite Vishvam Durvibhavyam Adishwaray. I beg to know from you how the personality of Godhead by his personal energies creates these phenomenal universes as they are, which are inconceivable even to the great demigods. It's a lengthy purport. Reading through it, I picked few points that I'll try to focus on. One of them is being inquisitive. So we can remember, even as young children, we may have thought about looking at the sky, at the stars, or the moon, or the sun. It's like, you know, how the sun comes every day and sets out at a certain time, rises at a certain time. And similarly, the stars and the moon. And we wonder, you know, how does all this happen? So human beings are naturally inquisitive due to developed consciousness, higher intelligence. But coming under the illusion of the external energy of the Lord, our intelligence gets misdirected and we forget who the Supreme Lord is, what the source of creation is, how all these things happen. And many people even consider God as an ordinary man. Just like Srila Prabhupada even mentions here, even many learned philosophers, scientists, even up to great demigods like Shiva, Brahma, they come under such illusion at different occasions. Now they have much more higher developed intelligence than ordinary human beings. So one important point here is that one should learn from the right person. Tadvidi pranipatena priprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. Tattva darshina. One should approach a tattva darshi to understand these difficult subjects, matters. And as we heard in the purport, that's what Parikshit Maharaj himself is setting an example for everyone else to follow. We don't directly jump into someone's personal dealings. One first try to, even ordinarily, one first tries to know a person a little bit before they start asking them about their personal life. Ordinarily we see that someone gets offended, you don't even know him, and you start asking them about their personal life. They're like, even generally, like we have seen, especially meeting people on Sankirtan, sometimes if you ask them, some people are like, what planet are you from, you know? Why are you asking me all these questions? So we can imagine, like, asking, just directly jumping into talking about all these personal pastimes, it's quite offensive. And therefore, here Parikshit Maharaj and Sukadev Goswami, who are perfect representatives of a perfect disciple and a perfect spiritual master, they are setting an example for everyone else to follow how to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those who perform deity worship, they know. Or even like when we look at an advanced spiritual personality, we don't directly look at their face. We start from their feet. Same way we're looking at the deities, we look at the feet first, and then gradually we lift up our vision to their face. That's the spiritual way of looking at spiritual personalities and what to talk about at the Supreme Personality. And we know how even Srimad Bhagavatam, it's like a deity form of the Lord. So like first canto, second canto, they are like the lotus feet. And like that, coming up to the tenth canto is like the face of the Lord. So Parikshit Maharaj, he's doing the same thing. He's approaching this subject. He's asking his spiritual master, I want to learn how the Lord creates these different cosmic manifestations and how different energies operate in carrying out these transcendental works for the pleasure of the Lord. Now, one point that I heard in one of the talks on this verse was that this world is not necessarily created for pleasure of the Lord. Because as we have heard, this world is like a temporary place and it's not a happy place. So this is like a learning place, we can say, learning center. So people who have lost their proper consciousness, proper understanding, who have come under the illusion, they are put into this temporary existence so that they can fulfill their desire to be the Lord. That's the bottom line. That's the essential. Because the living entity, when they become averse to devotional service, the consciousness get changed and they come to material cosmos to, and the Lord just being like a, Srila Prabhupada gives this example, just like an affectionate father, sometime to teach a lesson, he puts their children under a strict teacher. So same way, living entities, they are put into this creation, material creation, to learn that we are not the masters, we are the eternal servants. And our constitutional position is to offer service to the Lord. Ekala, sir, verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sorry, this, he knows. Yeah. Jivera Surupaya Krishnera Nitya Das. I was thinking of another one where it says Krishna is the only master. Ekala Ishvara Krishna. Arasa Bratya. So everyone else is a servant. And Srimad Bhagavatam also, it presents 10 subjects. So Bhagavad Gita, it presents 5 subjects. And Srimad Bhagavatam, it presents 10 subjects. Atra, Sarga, Visarga, Cha. So Sarga is the cosmic creation. Visarga is sub-creation. Sthanam, different planetary systems. Poshanam, protection. Uttaya. What does Uttaya translate? Creative impetus. And like that. And then Samamam Bonam. Talks about the absolute truth. So in the 10th canto, Samam Bonam is described, which Srila Prabhupada translated as a summary of it as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So all these subjects, they are explained systematically, and we know even from the example of the previous acharyas, especially the 6 Goswamis, the beautiful prayer, which Archita Prabhu was talking about on disappearance day of Sanatana Goswami, how the Goswamis, they studied all these scriptures very systematically. That's what we have to do also. We have to approach them. First, we have to understand all these aspects of creation and protection and different incarnations. And then gradually we can become qualified. Here he mentioned one of the points about Parikshit Maharaj, he was qualified. And so we have to become qualified. We may not necessarily be qualified, but we can become qualified by approaching these tattva-darsis, approaching the spiritual master, inquiring. 2 points Srila Prabhupada mentions here, referring to this verse, Tadvidhi Pranipatena, by offering practical service, pleasing the spiritual master in that way, and then submissively inquiring. And that's how the spiritual master, being pleased by sincere service, they, out of compassion, they reveal all these transcendental subject matters. Just like we know how in the meetings of Lord Chaitanya with the Goswamis, he revealed all these subject matters to them. We can remember examples of Ramananda Rai. And then Ramananda Rai, he says that the Lord empowered him to speak such transcendental subjects that he personally didn't know about. Of course, on a higher level, we know that Ramananda Roy, he knows, but he mentions this. And then Lord Chaitanya, he empowered Rupa Goswami to write. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami personally, he spent exclusive time with them to educate them, empower them, inspire them how to revive Vrindavan. And that's what the Goswamis, when they went to Vrindavan, they revived all these pastime places. And in the same mood, Srila Prabhupada, he got this empowerment, this learning from his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. And he revived all these spiritual places all over the world. So we can see how without being empowered by the Lord, it doesn't happen automatically. One of the points was mentioned here, the creation, many people, even many like highly advanced learned people, they think creation happens automatically. And that's how many of us, we can probably relate to it, going through our education in various schools and colleges. That's what the material science teaches you, how the creation happens. It's just by chance. But we can see, just using our common sense, we can see even like a little leaf or a flower doesn't just automatically manifest. It takes time. Like someone was giving an example, it takes about 9 or 10 years for an olive tree to grow and start giving fruits. So everything, there is a whole system, there is a procedure. Just one example, and I will conclude with that, is Srila Prabhupada, he gave one example of the engineer here and the electrical powerhouse. At another place, I have heard him give this example of like a person driving a car, but a little child, sometimes if they can't see the driver, they might think, you know, how this car is going on its own. And they may have various ideas. So just like that, Maya means that which is not. So people in illusion, they think creation happens by chance. There is no higher power like that. And even the so-called philosophers, scientists, they develop this understanding. But as Krishna himself mentions in the Bhagavad Gita, such people are like the mudas. Avjananti ma muda, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse. And then there is another verse where there is even a description of four types of different fools, miscreants, in chapter 7. So then Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he also mentions very actually genuine learned scholars like Brahma, Shiva, all these great personalities. He's like saying like they are the genuine philosophers, they are the real scientists, because of their service attitude, they are able to understand these higher concepts, although sometimes they are also put into illusion. But generally they can understand receiving the mercy of the Lord. So similarly, like we don't have to remain mudas throughout our life. We have been like that so many lifetimes, what to talk about this life. But we can take advantage of all these great literatures and association of devotees, all these devotional facilities that we have, and we can follow in the footsteps of these genuine learned people and not remain a follower of the mudas. That way we can, although we don't have our own qualification, but by receiving the mercy from advanced spiritual personalities, we can become learned also. We can become genuinely intelligent. I wanted to talk about creation, but it's like a very difficult subject, so I just picked the points that Srila Prabhupada wanted to highlight in this purport. And so I'm sure some other devotees will be talking about details of how the creation actually happens. But yeah, the main point is approach the Tattva Darshis, take their association, and in that way become genuinely learned persons. So, thank you very much. I don't know if there is any time for any further discussion, but I think we will end here. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.